The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
How could anybody be this dumb? Capital D, capital U, capital M, capital B, exclamation point. How could anybody be this dumb? No, I'm not talking about you, and I hope I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about a particular group, and I'll tell you who they are in just a moment. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Who am I talking about? Pro-life evangelicals for Biden. If you're a regular listener, we discussed this group. Over 2,000 so-called, quote-unquote, evangelical leaders signed a petition before the election. Remember this? You remember this? No. I was wrong. I accused the governor of lying. I lied. I'm sorry. It wasn't 2,000. It was 5,000. 5,000 pro-life evangelical leaders and some really well-known evangelical names were on this list of people who said, "We can't vote for Donald Trump. We're pro-life. We're evangelicals, but we're going to vote for Joe Biden." And when this thing came out, again, if you were listening, if you remember, I said, what is wrong with these people? Okay, I get it. You don't like Trump. He tweets mean things. Sometimes he doesn't treat people very well. And you say, "I'm an evangelical Christian. I can't vote for Donald Trump." Okay, I get it. I understand. But don't tell me you're an evangelical pro-life and you can vote for Joe Biden. No. But they did. 5,000 of them. Pro-life evangelicals. "We don't like Donald Trump. We like Joe Biden." Well, evidently, I didn't know this, and I don't think anybody else did. Evidently, behind the scenes, I don't know whether it was Joe Biden or people in his campaign made promises to these pro-life evangelicals for Biden. And the promise was he was not going to get rid of the Hyde Amendment. Okay, most of you know what the Hyde Amendment is about. It's been around for a long, 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 long time and has been supported by Democrat presidents as well as Republicans. It was supported by Bill Clinton, the Hyde Amendment. It was supported by Barack Obama, the Hyde Amendment. What is the Hyde Amendment? It says can't spend tax dollars for abortion. Now, the reason Clinton and Obama supported it is because they knew that Planned Parenthood was very creative in their bookkeeping. And in their bookkeeping, they'd say, "Oh, we're not spending any of those $500 million that we get from the government for abortion." It was creative bookkeeping, okay? It was kind of a wink, wink, wink. We'll support the Hyde Amendment anyway. Evidently, there were some promises made behind the scenes by Biden and his campaign. Well, he lied. He broke his word. Because in this COVID-19 relief package, Republicans desperately tried to put in an amendment to include the Hyde Amendment in the COVID-19 $1.9 trillion package, saying, okay, you can spend the $1.9 trillion, but you can't spend any of it for abortions. Well, the Democrats shot it down. First time that the majority of Democrats have ruled against the Hyde Amendment. Up until last week, there have always been enough Democrats to say, you know, I believe in abortion, but it's controversial and we shouldn't be spending tax dollars for it. That's gone. That's done. Under the leadership of Joe Biden. And the pro-life evangelicals for Biden, that was the name of their group. Pro-life evangelicals for Biden, that was the name of their group, have now issued an open letter. You ready? I'm quoting from the letter from the pro-life evangelicals for Biden. We are very disappointed about the COVID-19 relief package's exclusion of the Hyde Amendment, a longstanding bipartisan policy that prevents taxpayer funding for abortion. We're even more upset that the Biden administration is supporting this bill. As pro-life leaders in the evangelical community, we publicly supported President Biden's candidacy with the understanding that there would be engagement with us on the issue of abortion and particularly the Hyde Amendment. Listen to this. I am quoting. We feel used and betrayed and have no intention of simply watching these kind of efforts happen from the sidelines. May I repeat what I said at the beginning of this segment? How could these people be so dumb? How could they be this dumb? Joe Biden campaigned on a pro-abortion agenda. All they had to do was look at the Atlanta Democratic National Convention Committee in 2019, where Joe Biden, the candidate, announced he no longer supported the Hyde Amendment, which, by the way, has been included on a bipartisan basis in federal spending bills since 1976. Every spending bill that has come through Congress has included the Hyde Amendment since 1976. The ACLU, before the election, said, quote, our volunteer Nina asked Joe Biden whether as president he would lift the Hyde Amendment, which bans federal insurance coverage of abortion. He said, yes. How could these people be so totally, absolutely ignorant, dumb, naive? They knew what they were getting when they voted for Joe Biden. They knew he was pro-abortion. He made that absolutely clear. He gave his unapologetic, full-throated support for Planned Parenthood over and over and over again. And now that the election is over and they all voted for Biden, they're sitting around going, We feel betrayed. No, you're not betrayed. You were just stupid. Now, in 2018, Joe Biden, in his book Promises to Keep, said, I've stuck to my middle-of-the-road position on abortion for more than 30 years. I still vote against partial birth abortion and federal funding. That was 2018. But when he began to run for president in 2019, he made it very clear he had changed his position.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Please, please, please pardon the repetition, but I am serious. How could 5,000 people be so just dumb, naive? How is this possible? Back in October, 5,000 pro-life evangelicals endorsed Joe Biden for president. How do you do that? Now, here is a part of their endorsement for Joe Biden. Now, again, we're going back to October of 2020. This is a part of the endorsement for pro-life evangelicals for Biden. And I quote, listen to this, please. Knowing that the most common reason women give for abortion is the financial difficulty of another child. All right, let me stop there. That's not true. The most common reason for abortion is, I just don't want it to cramp my style. I want to get an education, I want to get a better job, and I don't want to be tied down with a kid. So they begin with a false premise. All right, let me start over again. I'm sorry. Knowing that the most common reason women give for abortion is the financial difficulty of another child, we appreciate a number of Democratic proposals that would significantly alleviate that financial burden. Accessible health services for all citizens, affordable child care, a minimum wage that lifts workers out of poverty. For these reasons, we believe that on balance, Joe Biden's policies are more consistent with the biblically shaped ethic of life than those of Donald Trump. Therefore, even as we continue to urge different policies on abortion, we urge evangelicals to elect Joe Biden as president. Now, after reading that, now I know how they could be so dumb. There's not a bit of truth in this. Well, if we just give more money to people, they won't get abortions. And Joe Biden is going to give more free stuff. And if there's free stuff, women won't get abortions. So we're going to vote for the guy who's going to give us more free stuff. And we believe that is a more biblically shaped ethic of life than Donald Trump. What? Love him or hate him, Donald Trump said, every life is precious and life begins at conception. That is a biblically shaped ethic of life. And that's what Donald Trump believed. That's what he preached. That's what he practiced. Joe Biden's policies, again, I'm quoting, Joe Biden's policies are more consistent with the biblically shaped ethic of life than those of Donald Trump. Joe Biden says, well, I don't like abortion personally, but I'm not going to push my view on other people. My church believes that abortion is sin, but I'm going to completely ignore my church. My church teaches that all life is precious, even the unborn, but I really don't care what my church teaches. That is a biblically shaped ethic of life from Joe Biden? What is wrong with these people? And of course, the liberal answer is always more money, more money, more money, more money. We got problems in education. Our schools are failing. Our kids are failing. How do we deal with it? Higher taxes, more money. Give the schools more money. Why is it that many of the school districts in America that are receiving the most dollars per student are the ones that are failing the worst? The abortion issue. Give women more money. If you give women more money, they won't abort their babies. And so these pro-life evangelicals for Biden are saying, oh, we feel betrayed. As part of their statement, they say, quote, we call on President Biden to honor his commitment to us and immediately demand the House of Representatives apply the Hyde language to the American relief package. These dummies, Biden was on record before the election that he would not support the Hyde Amendment. And they're saying, we call on President Biden to honor his commitment to us. So somebody's lying, or Biden was speaking out of both sides of his mouth. One or the other. Because we have public comments from Biden saying, I will not support the Hyde Amendment. I've changed my position. I've changed my view. I will not support the Hyde Amendment. And yet these people say he made a commitment to them. The pro-life evangelicals for Biden coalition continues. This is no time for radical change to long-standing abortion policy. You got what you voted for. Biden did not hide his pro-abortion policies. Biden was not secret that he was going to support Planned Parenthood, that he was going to increase abortions in America. How could they have been this dumb? 5,000. And if you take a look at the list, some very well-known college presidents, evangelical leaders. It's beyond me. I mean, seriously. How could they have not seen this coming? How could they have not seen it? And now they're upset? They got what they voted for.